Members of the Progressive Contractors Association of Canada, PCA, look forward to working with all members of the Legislative Assembly as the government hopefully embarks on a potential course correction. With the swearing-in of a new cabinet, and many first-time MLAs, the EB government returns to office with an opportunity to govern differently over the next 4 years. This could be a fresh start for BC's NDP government, which held on to a slim 47-seat majority in the provincial election, edging out the BC Conservatives with 44 seats, and the Greens with 2 seats. With such a razor-thin margin of victory, it is clear voters want a government willing to consider a change in approach. British Columbians have asked us to work together and make life better for them, and that is exactly what we intend to do, says Eby. A majority of BC voters have elected a legislature that shares common values, like addressing affordability and building an inclusive province. PCA members welcome the opportunity to help the government achieve that goal. We look forward to sitting down with MLAs on both sides of the aisle to explain how BC can build needed public infrastructure more affordably and inclusively. Our member companies have built major infrastructure projects, from hospitals and highways to energy and natural resource projects. However, despite their skill and depth of experience, our members have been told they cannot bid on public projects like the Patullo Bridge replacement or construction of the new Cowichan Hospital, unless their workers are willing to join the Minority Building Trades Unions, BTUs. This policy, announced in 2018, excludes 85% of BC's construction workforce from many public projects. The reason? It's because the vast majority of construction workers belong to other unions or chose not to be unionized. Barring highly qualified people from public projects based on union affiliation is not only unfair to good workers and companies, it's costly for taxpayers. Right now, public projects across BC, from the Trans-Canada Highway widening to the Cowichan District Hospital construction, are encountering massive cost overruns. A study by the think tank Cardis has found these overages were likely exacerbated by a provincial labor policy that reduces the pool of available workers and contractors. But it doesn't have to be this way. Encouraging construction competition, rather than restricting it, has huge benefits. It results in a higher number of bids, and that in turn lowers construction costs by an average of 21%, according to Cardis. Opening up the bidding process on taxpayer-funded projects in BC would free up major savings that could go towards hiring more doctors, keeping emergency rooms open, or any number of other priority projects. As BC's population rapidly expands, supporting and sustaining that growth will require billions of dollars in new infrastructure. It will also require the province to be as pragmatic as possible so that precious public infrastructure funds stretch as far as they can. As the EB government works to help British Columbians with the rising cost of living, our members are ready and willing to do their part to address affordability. We look forward to working with all elected representatives to ensure the public is getting good value on every infrastructure project built with taxpayer dollars. Dan Baxter is the Regional Director, BC, of the Progressive Contractors Association of Canada, PCA. Disclaimer. This sponsored content has been paid for and written by our sponsor and does not reflect the views of Times Colonist staff.